You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm your other co-host, Daquan Mickens. And today's episode is just me and Natasha, and we're talking everything Beaufort today.
Yep, I'm pretty excited about it. It's been a minute since it's just been the two of us talking about the things that we love about Beaufort, so should be good.
Yes, it's always good to just dive in and remind people what we love most about Beaufort and just remind people that, you know, Beaufort has so many different aspects, not necessarily just on the business aspect, but from the people who visit and live there as well.
Definitely. Well, should we start off with what your favorite thing is or some things that you love about Beaufort?
Well, one of the things I love the most about Beaufort is the people here in Beaufort. And you've heard people who will go back and listen over episode over episode over episode. People typically say, oh, the people here in Beaufort are like no other. And Natasha could speak to this when she visited. She noticed the people here are how friendly everybody is. It's definitely a family environment. It's great to just come here, relax, and just feel like you're part of the community, even when you're not. That was one of the things me and my wife first noticed when we moved here, or we were looking to move here, and we were like, man, people smile, people hold the doors for you. It's not like anywhere else. And we were just from the upstate South Carolina, so we knew what Southern hospitality was, and it was like an extra mile here in Beaufort. So I think that's the one thing that I love about Beaufort the most is just how friendly everybody is.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I definitely feel like there's Southern hospitality and then there's Beaufort hospitality. It goes like you said, a whole extra mile. Like, everyone's so kind. It makes me think of like that old saying where it's like going back to Mayberry or wherever, where it's like everyone knows everyone and everyone's friends with everyone. Because it kind of has that feeling where just you're walking down the street and everyone says hi to you. And it's like you're their best friend, even if you've never met them before.
Yeah, it gives you a warm feeling inside where you're just like, oh, I don't know this person, but this person is kind and I feel like I could get to know them easily.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I wonder if that is due to the fact that it's a military community.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's another aspect I like about Beaufort. You meet so many different people constantly, people coming in, and yeah, it's sad to see people leave and go elsewhere, but to make new friends and, you know, get to know people, know their story, know where they're from. I think that's an added aspect to Beaufort as well. So maybe that's why it's a, you know, such a community aspect, because everyone's, you know, from outside of Beaufort.
Yeah, no, that would totally make sense if that contributed to it. And all of the people coming through on Paris Island. And like, even that's like what brought Megan down here, isn't it? Right? Like, her husband's
yes.
in the military. So.
Yes. So, yeah, we meet a lot of different military folks here in town. And I think I've met a couple that I've, you know, befriended in the gym or in a restaurant and kind of exchanged numbers and Instagrams and kind of just to keep up with them before they leave. And, you know, it's like I said, it's sad to see them go. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's also good to see them, you know, progress in their military rank and continue start families and stuff like that. So I think that's why everyone's so open, because, you know, everyone's used to being that new person. So when they see a new person, I guess they expect it to be a military person, because I get asked all the time, am I military? So I'm just like, oh, no, I'm not military. So I think just people opening the door for conversation to the military, it bleeds into the community here in Beaufort.
Oh, that makes sense. That's awesome, though. And definitely, I think, contributes to it, because, you know, it's hard being the new kid on the block. So you guys make it very welcoming and very easy to assimilate in without feeling like you have to kind of go through that awkward phase of, I don't know anyone.
Yeah, I agree. It's like base, but off base, if that makes sense. The whole community is on base.
No, that makes perfect sense. That's awesome.
So I wanted to ask you, Natasha, when you came here to Beaufort, what was your favorite thing about Beaufort?
That's a hard one. I think definitely one of the things that like really stood out to me was how beautiful it is. Like, I've seen plenty of pictures of the South and like the Spanish moss on the trees, but seeing it in person is very different than seeing it in a picture and getting to kind of just see it up close. And there's something a little bit magical about being that close to the coast and like having all that water nearby with like all the Spanish moss and the beautiful trees and just the old buildings there, like the old homes and everything all together. It's kind of the surreal picturesque location that like almost feels too good to be true because it's so pretty and like pristine. But I loved that. I think that one was something that really stood out to me, just was the immediate like visual aspect of seeing Buford in person.
Yeah, I would agree. Pictures don't do Buford justice. And that's saying a lot, because right, the pictures we do see,
incredible pictures out there.
Yeah, the pictures we see are incredible. And, you know, when people see the pictures, when I show people pictures of Buford and they're like, wow, you get to live there. But actually being here and taking it in, breathing in it in, is another aspect of, you know, tranquility and peace. It's like, it's literally like breathing in paradise.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's very like refreshing air. Like it's very clean, just beautiful. I don't know how else to describe it other than that. Like it's just, it's very clean, very fresh. I grew up around mountains and like live near mountains, and mountains are awesome and I love them. But one of the things they do is like, if you're in the valley between mountains, is they sometimes will catch like all of like the inversion in the air and different stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like harder to clean out. So sometimes your air isn't as clean. So I think that's like one of the biggest differences. I was like, wow, it's like so clean and clear and like pristine. And that I think was like, yeah, something that really stood out to me. So
I was going to say, I grew up, you know, around mountains as well in upstate South Carolina. It might not be the same out west, like the same mountains as out west, but,
right,
you know, seeing the sunset over mountains is, you know, breathtaking as well. But there's something about Buford, there, it just touches a different feeling when you see it set on the water, or mm-hmm. you see it set behind the Spanish moss. It's just that picturesque movie scene where, you know, it's a happy ending and yeah, everything's perfect in the world. It's that, but in Buford all the time.
No, I agree. I love that picture you just painted with like, and the sunset is like the perfect example, because sunsets over mountains are amazing and I love them, but it's like, they're not as long as like when it's over the water or something, because the mountain is obviously a lot higher than like water. So it goes down sooner and it gets darker faster because of that. But on the water, you literally get to watch it go all the way down, or like right over like just the tree horizon. Like it goes all the way down. You get the whole effect of the sunset, and it's not like cut short by the mountains or anything kind of obscuring it.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you, Natasha. Another thing, you know, I like about Buford, and I wasn't really too keen to this before moving here, is the history here in Buford. I think the podcast has definitely helped me tap into the history of Buford a lot more than I expected. There's so much history here in town. And that's one thing, you know, when people come to Buford, they come for the leisure and the beach and the, you know, the beautiful atmosphere that we talked about. But when they get here and see the history that actually took place here, they're astonished, because they didn't expect a small place like this to have just as much history as somewhere like Washington, D.C.
Seriously. I, as we know, love every time we have like Victoria Smalls on, because she's just this perfect example of someone that like knows so much history and is so passionate about it that it kind of rubs off on you. But I love learning about the history of Buford because it's so cool. And I literally, like, I'll be talking to my friends and something will get mentioned. I'm like, oh my gosh, did you know this cool thing that happened in the city that is nowhere near us, but it's so awesome that you need to know it? Like, I love it. I like a perfect example of this was like the other day I was talking with a group of my friends, and for some reason we were talking about Harriet Tubman. I don't remember why. I think it was close to Juneteenth, so that probably has something to do with it. And I was just like, did you guys know that she like literally like led an like army basically as part of like the Civil War? Like, she was so cool. Like, and I was like, she was based in Buford and did all this really cool things that people don't even like know that she did. Like, she did so much more than just like the Underground Railroad. And I just kind of went off about it, and they were like, that's really cool, Natasha. Like, wow, I did not know you were so passionate about Harriet Tubman. And I was like, listen, I've learned a lot about her over the last like 2 years, and I kind of love her. So
Yeah, that's funny because when we first moved here, there's some streets named after Robert Smalls in the story. Right. You know the story of Robert Smalls. Well, we were taking the U-Haul back. We literally had just moved here that day. And my little brother was in the car. I think he was at sixth or seventh grade at the time. And he was like, and we were like, oh, Robert Smalls Parkway. And he was like, yeah, Robert Smalls. He's the guy who freed himself and stole the boat. And we were like, huh? What are you talking about? Like me, my wife and my dad didn't know what he was talking about. And he was like, yeah, he freed himself and stole the boat. And he pretty much how like a middle schooler would explain it.
Right.
And we were like, so we had to Google it and see, like we Googled Robert Smalls and we were like, oh, he was right. He actually did take the boat and freed himself and was a slave. So,
oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah, just knowing that history, that was my first introduction to Robert Smalls and his story. Not even hearing it from Victoria, it was hearing it from my brother. From I guess he heard it in school somewhere, and it was really interesting that he was able to connect two things, and it ended up being where I ended up moving to. So it's funny how history works. It has a small way of working its way into everyday life.
Oh, 100%. I love that. That's the best story I've heard of someone finding out about Robert Smalls, honestly, though. Like, yeah. Your little brother's just like, hey, did you know this? And you're like, I didn't, but now I do.
Yeah. And it's so funny because he had no clue that Robert Smalls was from Beaufort, like any of that. But he was able to connect the name with what he did. And So it's funny. It shows just how important, Beaufort is, not only to the Revolutionary War, but like the Civil War, slavery, slaves being freed, and just American history in general. And then people coming over to the continent from France and like the natives that were already here. We learned about that the last episode.
We did.
So there's a lot of history bred into Beaufort, and that's one thing that I did not know and that I love, that there's always something new to find out in Beaufort.
I love that so much. And thinking about history, it actually makes me think of something else that's somewhat related, and that is food, because I feel like there's a lot of like history involved with like the food and a lot of culture involved there too in Beaufort. And that was also something that I absolutely loved. I mean, I love food in general, but food was so good. And I have my list of like places I need to try when I'm back out there is so long. Like, gotta get Gula Grub and all those other places. Like, I just love it, and the stories that are involved with them as well.
Yes.
Yeah, like obviously we had Bill and Sarah on, and they're absolutely wonderful, and like just their history in the area. And then we've had people like the Old Bull Tavern on with John on, who is newer to the area, but still like kind of pulls from the surrounding area to create his like menus and stuff. And I just think food is also a big part of Beaufort and its culture that it has down there.
Yeah, I'd agree. Beaufort has a unique food scene. People don't think of Beaufort of being a foodie haven. When you compare it to Charleston and Savannah being right next to it, those are the bigger markets. Hilton Head right down the road. You would think those places would have better restaurants, but the restaurants, as you saw with John Marshall, he came from Charleston to Beaufort just because he knew the potential Beaufort had and the food scene Beaufort had compared to Charleston. Charleston's, you know, throwing places up left and right.
Right.
So it was Savannah when it can get overcrowded. Whereas here you can have your different types of food, your Italians, your, you can have Mexican seafood. And then you can also get Gullah food here with Bill and Sarah. So it's a unique aspect as far as, you know, types of restaurants. Everything is locally owned. You don't have as many chain restaurants being thrown up. So it's a real unique environment, and it allows everybody to have what they want, but without the hassle of too many choices.
Definitely. A lot of food diversity and a lot of like local community food. I also just remembered, like, while I was down there, there had been a time when Rob and I had talked about the sweet tea floats from Scouts Market. And yes, when I was down there, I was determined to get one. And like, I made time. I like carved out a, like 30 minutes to like go and get one between everything that I was doing. And honestly, Loved it. It was so good. I got a peach one and it was heaven. And it was like, I went in October and it was still warm. And so it was like still like the perfect temperature for like a sweet tea float. And I was like, this is the best. And I felt truly Southern having a sweet tea float though.
Yes. I was going to say, sweet tea float definitely hits the spot on a nice warm day when you're outside on the water, right? Definitely on the downtown waterfront. Mm-hmm. Just to get a sweet tea float and walk around and sit on the swing. It's just a different feel. It encapsulates Beaufort as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you guys have the swings too, like right on the waterfront. Like, I think that was another favorite thing is just like being able to sit there and kind of just relax and chill, feel a little bit of like the breeze from the water and watch like the sunset or just people watch a little bit, because I enjoy doing that as well and seeing like all the families just out and about doing their thing. It was a really beautiful, peaceful place.
Yeah, I agree. The downtown waterfront, having the swings down there is definitely peaceful. You know, a lot of downtown areas kind of get washed with businesses being thrown up left and right. It's just walkways and sidewalks. So you can only really drive through it, walk it if you're going to a certain store. Where here in Beaufort, the waterfront is a destination. Mm-hmm. You can go down there specifically to sit and enjoy the downtown, enjoy the water, and just relax, get away for a little bit. Sometimes it's just good to swing and talk or swing and get some ice cream. So definitely in the summer, the waterfront is a great location to visit. And it's one of Beaufort's premier destinations.
Definitely. I love it. Plus, you know, you have all the events and stuff. I feel like that a lot of them take place kind of in that general area too. Like, it's just a really good community hub and center.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think that's why all the events typically take place in the waterfront. There's other places that holds events, but the waterfront's large enough to hold, you know, guests, visitors coming into the area along with locals. So it's a great way to, you know, have everybody in one place where there's 30 to 40 different swinging swings where you can sit on the benches. And then you also have tables, and once vendors come downtown, you can get food and sit at a table or sit on the swing or just walk to a waterfront. It's definitely a unique atmosphere that you only can get, you know, in Beaufort and not really many places.
Oh, definitely. So speaking of places that you can go visit, I know we've talked a lot about like history and the people and everything, but what are some of the locations that you feel like really set Beaufort apart for you?
I would say the tours here in Beaufort, whether it's the carriage ride tour that gives you the history of Beaufort while you tour the historic homes, or you go down to the Selim Church, the different churches here in Beaufort, or if you go out to Fort Fremont, there's so many historic locations here in Beaufort. I think that's what really sets Beaufort apart from going to other different locations in the Southeast. There's so much history here that it's not only just, okay, it's a tourism location, but the history parts that give you the history and, you know, say, hey, this was a part of history. This is what happened at Old Selim Church Road, and kind of see the leftover ruins of that and see Fort Fremont and actually be able to see a fort that was built for the war. Like, you can't really go many places and see stuff like that in a leisure destination here in Beaufort.
That's true.
So places like that help you fall in love with Beaufort, and it gives you an added incentive to visit Beaufort.
Definitely. The horse-drawn carriage as they, like, take you around the homes was so fun. I can't remember the name of my horse, but I also, like, it was just really cute watching them. And, like, the owners as they would like we are the tour leaders as they like definitely like cared for the horses and like made sure that they were okay. Like, it was just kind of tender watching them while they also talked about like all the really cool things that they love about Beaufort while they were going. So, you know, I'm a softie for animals, and so seeing how much they like cared about them and made sure that they were good while also taking us on these like fun little tours was just sweet, and like kind of incorporating it into the whole thing. And then going on, like, the walking tours around the area, too, was fun. Because, you know, different aspect versus, like, riding on a carriage or just driving through the neighborhood. Like, walking through, you got to go down, like, maybe some streets that you didn't if you had been in, like, a car or on the carriage. So, I agree. Lots of cool things to see and get kind of a firsthand experience with, I guess is how I would put it.
Yeah, and that's just a small sample of what Buford offers. There's so much more. We haven't even talked about the horseback riding on the beach, or actually going out to the beach at Hunting Island, or going to Port Royal and seeing a whole another town that's a part of Buford. So there's a lot, you know, to be touched on with, like, and those are touched on in past episodes. So if you were interested in getting more information and being like, oh, we're heading to Port Royal this afternoon, we're in Buford, let's see what Port Royal has. We have Cypress Wetlands episodes, or you can see the Port Royal Museum episodes. There's so much history and so much other activities here in Buford that we can only gloss over in such a short amount of time.
Right. And then you can't forget things like kayaking on the water, doing like dolphin tours, different stuff like that too. Like, we literally just barely scratched the surface. There's
so much here in Buford. And, you know, naming one to two, three things that you love about Buford is tough. So that's why we have this podcast, to kind of list out everything and continue to list out more and more about Buford that we love and that guests love. So we enjoy doing what we do in Buford, and Buford itself is easy to love.
100%. Well, before we totally wrap up everything, do you want to touch on some of the cool things that will be coming up? Kind of how we were just talking about some of our favorite things, we can talk about some of the cool events that are going to be popping up soon.
Yes. Yeah, so the big event coming up in Buford is Buford Water Festival. That begins July 15th. Opening ceremonies will happen July 15th, downtown Waterfront Park at 6 p.m. It's a big kickoff party. We'll have jets fly over. We'll have the Commodore, Annette, like, for this year, come on and say their speech and kind of welcome everybody to Waterfront Park and to the Water Festival. And it's just one big party downtown to really get stuff started. And then the next day is the Buford Water Concert in the Park. That takes place. Eli Young Band will be playing at 6 o'clock. Tickets are sold on the website, Buford Water Festival website. And that can also be found on our website, BufordSC.org. And then the rest of the weekend is we have the Children's Toad Fishing Tournament and the ski show, where it's a big festival on the water, and there's so much for everyone to do, whether it's kids, adults, elderly. It's a great time to get out, listen to music, enjoy some good food. And it's a huge event for Buford, and it kind of represents everything Buford is in a week. So it's a great event, and everybody should attend the festival if they can.
No, awesome. Lots to look forward to. The perfect event for summer, you know, to cool off, water themed, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you all for joining us. Be sure to follow along. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, which I'll let Daquan plug those.
Yes, you can follow us on social media at visit_BufordSC on Instagram, or at BufordSC on Facebook. We would talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.